It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Forgive the folks at Microsoft if they are seen frolicking about merrily today. The last 24 hours have brought good news for the old warhorse of a tech company. Quarterly earnings were up and beat expectations. And Microsoft's Windows Phone, which languishes way behind iPhone and Android in popularity, will get some new marketing muscle from Verizon, which said it sees a big future for Windows Phone. Nokia's new Lumia 900 works on Windows and has an ad campaign running where the idea is that all other phones, Androids and iPhones, were just test models.
I mean, you didn't think those other smartphones were real, did you?
I did.
Oh, no, no, no.
So welcome to the smartphone party, Microsoft, but what took you so long to get here? Jay Green covers Microsoft for CNET and says the company tries to be the tortoise, not the hare, watches the trends, but doesn't jump on them so quickly.
Microsoft has always been a fast follower, and that's the way it's been successful over the years. But I also think it's a culture that it just hasn't been the way it's approached its business. It's always wanted to make sure that it has answers to the size of the market and what can be achieved before it actually dives into those markets. And that's great in some senses, but it also means you don't tend to be innovative and jump out ahead of the curve.
The design of the Windows Phone has received good reviews, and there are signs that the next version of desktop Windows, Windows 8, will look more like the phone. Joe Wilcox, managing editor of Beta News, says it's a good model to follow.
Part of it is about the design of the software, which is just so different. I mean, you look at Windows Phone, it feels modern compared to Android or Apple's iPhone operating system called iOS. It's just fresh, it's fluid, it's different.
So Verizon likes the phone, critics like the phone, but will anybody buy the phone? Part of what you get with, say, an iPhone is a personal association with a cool brand like Apple. And Microsoft is not as cool as Apple. Jay Green says Windows Phone could succeed without the coolness.
If Microsoft is trying to outcool Apple, it's going to lose. For Microsoft to be successful, it's got to go after a slightly different market. It's really got to go after the market that is falling away from the folks who make BlackBerry, and it's got to go after the market that's currently buying Android phones, because I don't think they love that operating system.
Jay Green from CNET. Find us online, marketplacetech.org. Catch up on episodes, check out our blog, have some laughs. Presenting
Tech Report Theater.
I will play a person obsessed with the social media game Draw Something, which has become phenomenally popular in recent weeks. Producer Larissa Anderson will play Real Life.
Oh no, are you on that thing again?
Yeah, I know. Sorry, Real Life, but listen, they've added all these new features to the game. I can post my doodles to Facebook or Twitter.
I'm sure that's true, but you know what? It's springtime. Flowers are blooming. It's warm out.
Ooh, I've gotten good at drawing flowers. Look.
Let me see. Oh, that's terrible. You need to go look at the world more. Buildings, trees, people.
People. I got people covered. With the new game update, I can send comments and messages to my friends who I'm playing with.
Look, I've got a compromise. Let's just go to an art museum.
Oh, can I draw on the paintings?
I'm going to have to think about that.
And curtain. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.